For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Hardwood Culture Podcast on the Believe Network. Know me, know the voice of the guy. Me, Really Real, Villain Real, Terrell from Virginia here at your service. And whoo-wee. Patrick don't come out tonight, but boy, Patrick was about to come out again. Hey, Pat was about to come out again and talk about how bad we was. We was bad. We've been bad these past couple episodes. I ain't gonna hold you. We've been bad. 1-3 on the last episode here. Brutal. But let me talk to you about the Connecticut Sun. Because the Sun, honestly, truly, could have made the day even or a winning day. And let me, in case you ain't catch on or you ain't see. So, last episode, let's roll through the picks. We're going to end with the Sun. Let's roll through the picks of last episode. I had the lone winner, Dallas Wings, first half, -1.5. Shout out to the Dallas Wings for following the blueprint that we so elegantly handed out in front of them. Mercury, one of the worst first half teams in the league. Dallas comes in, wins the first half. All right. They tried to get away, but they won. Second play that didn't hit, Minnesota Lynx team total under 82.5. They got, I think, 100. Was it 100? Hold on. 104 points. Okay. Cool. Win some, lose some. All right. Last two plays, we had the Connecticut Sun +5.5 and their team total over 81.5. With 3 minutes and 39 seconds left in the game, the Connecticut Sun got a, first of all, they started the quarter down 15. So they started the fourth quarter down 15, 70-65. With 3 minutes and 39 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Alyssa Thomas makes a 5-foot hook shot that brings them to 81-80. 81-80, they took the lead with 3 minutes, 39 seconds left in the game. Let me read you the shot log after they take the lead with 3 minutes and 39 seconds left in the game. Dewana Bonner misses a 24-foot three-point shot. Dewana Bonner misses a 13-foot pull-up jump shot. Alyssa Thomas misses a 7-footer jumper. Jacquel Jones blocks Dewana Bonner's 5-foot driving layup. Alyssa Thomas misses a 15-foot two-point shot. Jacquel Jones blocks Taisha Harris's 4-foot jumper. Dewana Bonner misses a 19-foot two-point shot. All of that happened in the last 3 minutes, 39 seconds. The Connecticut Sun did not score another shot in the final 3 minutes and 39 seconds for us not to get the team total over. If we lost the spread, you know it is what it is. But 81, and we had 81.5 on the team total. Oh, Lordy, have mercy. I just don't know, man. Where's the...
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my...
Oh, my God. You can't do nothing but laugh at that, man. You can't do nothing but laugh at that, man. 3 minutes, 39 seconds, but you can't get 1 point for 3 minutes and 39 seconds. Let me talk to y'all about our presenting sponsor for the Hardwood Culture Podcast and the Believe Network. That is betonline.ag, the place to go to for basketball, baseball, golf, boxing, MMA. You can do all of that with BetOnline. They are the sports headquarters for betting. You can go place your wagers from your phone. You can do casino and card games from your phone as well with betonline.ag. Go to betonline.ag or visit the app on your mobile device and make sure you do that. And plus, you can get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit if you use promo code BELIEVE. That is BLEAV. Promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV. That'll give you a 50% bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. Oh, man. I just cannot fathom the Connecticut Sun and what they did to us right there. Like, I just cannot understand it. Lord have mercy. All right, let's move on to today's slate because we got three games in WNBA. Let's save the best for last. First game up, Indiana Fever traveling to play the Phoenix Mercury. Fever are laying 2.5. Currently, 161.5 is the total. There is a little bit of reverse line movement going on in this game because everybody's betting Indiana, and the line has moved, what, a half a point towards the direction of Phoenix. It opened up at 3. I seen 3.5 last night. It's down 2.5. I'm not betting Phoenix. I'm not giving out Phoenix. I feel like my street cred is going completely tank if I sat here and gave out a Phoenix bet. So this is just not the spot where I'm going to back Phoenix. So we're going to fade them. We're going to fade them a different way. So we're looking here at the total. Set total is 161.5. First half, and this is just first half metrics, but well, we can do the full game metrics as well. Full game metrics, Mercury opponents points per game in the last five games. They are 11 of 12 teams, 90 points per game during that span. Fever, 10 of 12 teams, 89.4 opponents points per game during that span. Now here, offensive metrics. Fever are scoring the fourth most in the league at 86.8 points per game. The Mercury are dead last in that five-game span at 71 points per game. They can't score. First half metrics echoes pretty much the exact same sentiments. Mercury 11th in the WNBA opponents points per game, 49.8 in the last five, and the Fever 46.8 opponents points per game in the last five. That is 10th. Fever 43.8 points per game in the first half, Mercury 35.6. So I can't trust the Mercury to score here. Like, I cannot trust the Mercury to score here. But, and what I am looking to do as soon as I can pull up the line on it is I trust the Fever. Because the Fever are scoring fourth best in W at this time. They're playing really, really good basketball. Like, if you just haven't been under a rock or haven't been seeing the team play, they've been playing some really, really good basketball as of late. And so we talked about with the Dallas game, fading the Mercury in the first half. Now, if you want to take a first half money line play on the, the Fever? Then I'm there. I'm there with you, and I understand why you want to do that. I want to find an alternative way to bet that, to fade this Mercury team that's not taking the spread. One, because I do see that reverse line movement, and I do respect reverse line movement. I'll actually talk about that a little bit later in the podcast. But this team gives up a bunch of points in the first half. If they keep this game close, it's because they scored a bunch, not because they ultimately just randomly started playing defense. I don't believe that. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take Indiana Fever's first half team total over 41.5. That is play number one. Indiana Fever first half team total over 41.5. Again, Mercury last five games giving up 49.8 to their opponent in the first half. 11th in WNBA. Defense has been bad. Fever scoring 43.8 in their last five. This 1+1 equals 2 here. I think the Indiana Fever are going to find ways to score. Now, if their defense is lacking and they allow easy shots, you know, maybe we get a crazy Diana Taurasi game, because I really don't think they have anybody that, if she, you know, reverts back, she'll be able to have a good game in this one. Brittany Griner, I think she'll still have a good game. So there is a possibility. There is a world of possibility. I can see where the Phoenix Mercury are able to score today and they can potentially win the first half. I don't think there's a possibility that I see that of them just ultimately playing defense and holding this Fever team that's been scoring. So give me the Indiana Fever first half team total over 41.5. That is play number one. Got that for -115. All right. I like the over for the full game. I just don't want to trust the Phoenix Mercury. I like the team total for the full game for the Fever as well. I just don't trust the Mercury score. So that is play number one. Let's go to I want to get there on Seattle. This is how we're going to play that game. So Seattle Storm, and we're not going to give them a storm drop because we didn't get a cover last time. But Seattle Storm lands 2.5 versus the Minnesota Lynx in an automatic rematch game, where now they are in Seattle playing this game. 162.5 is the total. Open up at 163.5. Here's where I was talking about reverse line movement. Last night when I saw it at 163.5, everybody was betting the over. Everybody's still betting the over. Somehow, some way, this total has come down to 162.5. So I was originally on the over. I'm not going to lie. Originally over on the over. And it's just because the last game, Diamond Miller was scoring, Fitz Collier was scoring, like all this scoring. They score almost 200 points, and Jewel Lloyd didn't have a good game. So, you know, kind of gave me good feeling for the over today. However, the Storm have been really good defensively. Shout out to my guy, Ronald Cabang. Check out his show. He also has a podcast on the Believe Network called Let's Cap. So definitely go tap into his stuff. But I told him I like the over, and he said, hey, bro, well, check this out. And so I was like, all right, bet. So he said last five games in that instance. Let me read exactly what he said, because he had a really good handicap and what kind of sold me on this under. He said the Storm have been really good defensively at home following a loss. Last five games in that instance, they kept their opponents under their team total in those five games. So they're 5-0, keeping their opponent under the team total following a loss at home. Possible letdown spot for the Lynx as well. They are 4-0 to the under and their team total under following a win this season. So you have a Minnesota team that can't get over their team total or get to the over after a win. And then you have the Storm, who play good defensively after a loss. All that coincides with the reverse line movement that we're seeing here, guys. I mean, I got to trust my guy Ronald here. He pulled out some really good stats that I didn't have. And, you know, I can admit when I feel like I want to switch positions, and I want to switch positions here. Give me the under 162.5 for the Minnesota Lynx and the Seattle Storm. I would take Lynx team total under, but maybe it's just recency bias. It's really, really hurting me to do that. So we're just gonna go full game under here, 162.5. I like that play. Shout out to my guy Ronald for that. My guy Ron. All right, that's play number two. Now we get to the fun part, because if you didn't know, now you know that the New York Liberty are playing the Los Angeles. Not Los Angeles. Wow, I messed that up. Las Vegas Aces. This is it. This is what everybody was talking about. This is what everybody wanted. They wanted to see this matchup here. This is the matchup that they wanted to see. All right. So line opened up at 7.5 last night. It's now down to 6.5. Total's at 174.5. It opened up at 172. I think we're going to see fireworks. I do. I'm not certain if it gets over the full game total or not. but I think we see fireworks. Like, you can still score 172 points, not get over this, and still be a lot of scoring in the game. I think we see this Liberty team come out and say, hey, we are here. We are here. The Aces have effectively run through the W at this point, beating every single team they played. Yes, they are 13-1, but they have beat every single team they have played thus far. Their one loss coming to the Connecticut Sun after they beat them the night before. But they beat every single team they played this far. Derek Liberty are trying to buck that trend. And so when you look at these two teams and how they play, it's really not a lot of resistance inside the paint. Like, if you had to say there was a weak spot on these two teams, it probably is inside the paint and then giving up points inside the paint. I think that we're going to see points galore, at least early. Maybe second half adjustments, you get a better defensive game plan. They start playing a lot tougher. It looks more like a playoff game. I think we see highlights early on. And let's just look at the metrics and the numbers, because this is a high number here. First half total for this is 88. Very, very high number. Probably getting the worst of the number right now, I'm not going to lie. Las Vegas Aces in the last five games are scoring 52.6 points per game. The New York Liberty are scoring 48.8. That is good for first and third in the WNBA over the past five games. Now, defensively, and you look at what they're doing in the defensive metrics, Aces fall down to, where did my defensive numbers go? Kind of lost it. All right, sorry, I'll pull it back up. Perfectly fine. But here, the Aces actually are closer to middle of the pack defensively in the first half, and they fall to six in the first half, scoring, giving up. What are they doing here? Let's put that first half on. There we go. So they've fallen down to six, giving up 42 points per game in the first half. New York Liberty, 40.6. That is third. But I think the offensive talent is too good on both sides. I really do. And so I think that in this one, with what this game means and just the hype that's going to be behind it, I think we get all of it early. And it's going to be all scoring. So first half over 88, Las Vegas Aces, New York Liberty. That is play number three. Got to give you a little player prop parlay too to round things out as well. So,
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's go ahead and tap into Prize Picks here. Let's see what we can do for a little player prop parlay in the WNBA on this slate. Dang, where are they at? Oh, is it not up? Hold on now. Let's refresh that out. They normally got everything up for the most part. There we go. Yeah, it just needed a refresh. That was it. Just need a refresh. All right. Let's stick with this same game because Breonna Stewart is going over 21.5. Asia Wilson is going over 21. They're both going to have great games. Fully anticipate that. I like Jonquil Jones to go over her points of 10.5 as well. I think she has a very nice game. Do we just keep it all in this game? Because I like Chelsea Gray as well. Let's go get Aaliyah Boston 16.5. She's been great. Aaliyah Boston over 16.5. I like the over in that game as well, so I'm going to take points. And Where's Jonquel Jones' rebounds? 7.5. That's a decent look. I might get there. Let's go get Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner's been at least playing as well. Like, she's been scoring. So, 5 pick, Breonna Stewart, Asia Wilson, Jonquel Jones, Aaliyah Boston, and Brittany Griner all over their points. Those are the plays I like for today. You pick and choose what you want to do. Let me go ahead and put this in now before I forget. Oh, wait. Can I get a – I can do a 6, though, right? Nah, I just want to do 5. So, there we go. Let's go ahead and put this in. All right. If you're not already, make sure you follow me at reallyreal_. Make sure you're leaving a review and for the podcast and just keep supporting the podcast any way you can. Appreciate everything everybody already does. Other than that, I really have nothing else to say. This has been the Heartwood Culture Podcast brought to you by Bet Online. I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.